When Americans cast their votes in the November election, Democrat Joe Biden beat President Donald Trump by more than 7 million votes. But the real election, the one that actually elects the president, is the Electoral College vote on December 14th. And that one took place in state capitals across the nation. For example, New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo invited electors to cast their ballots.
I now invite President Clinton and Secretary Clinton to cast their ballots.
That was former President Bill Clinton as elector and Hillary Clinton. Yes, the same Hillary Clinton that beat Trump by 3 million votes in 2018, only to lose in the Electoral College vote. After casting her electoral ballot, she posted on social media, "I believe we should abolish the Electoral College and select our president by the winner of the popular vote, same as every other office." She voted for Biden and Kamala Harris. So did a majority of electors. Back in November, many election watchers wondered which state would put Biden over the top. Will it be Pennsylvania, or Florida, or Georgia? But on Electoral Voting Day, the key vote took place in Sacramento, California, in the California state capitol.
I will now announce the tally of the vote for the office of President of the United States. For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
Democratic Assemblymember Shirley Weber presided over the vote.
We have completed our business as California electors, and we have selected California's choice for president and vice president. We today, the electors, have cast 55 votes, more than any other state, for Joe Biden as president and 55 votes for Kamala Harris as vice president.
Other states also cast their electoral votes as required by the Constitution. In Wisconsin, electors chose Biden about an hour after the state Supreme Court rejected the Trump campaign's latest legal challenge. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer noted the Electoral College action.
As the Electoral College cast the majority of its votes for Joe Biden, the same number of votes that President Trump called a landslide 4 years ago, our Republican colleagues must do now what they should have done a month ago, accept the legitimacy of Joe Biden's election to the presidency of the United States.
Schumer spoke on the floor of the U.S. Senate, where he blasted the Trump campaign's attempts to overturn the election with support from many Republican lawmakers.
After no evidence of widespread voter fraud was found in the country, after state election officials corroborated the accuracy of the results in every state in the country, after the Trump campaign's legal team racked up an astonishing win-loss record of 1-59, after the Supreme Court summarily dismissed two ludicrous efforts by Republicans to invalidate the results in swing states, will the Republican Party in Congress, here in the Senate, finally acknowledge the results of an election that was determined over a month ago? Just how long are Republicans going to keep up this charade, which has become a national embarrassment?
Schumer says for the past month, Senate Republicans have, in his words, given President Trump the space to promote wild conspiracy theories about election fraud and to poison faith in democracy.
In almost any other year, both major parties would have fully and publicly accepted the will of the American people by now, the peaceful passing of the torch, a hallmark of our grand democracy. But this year, it seems as if Joe Biden has had to be declared the winner of the presidential election again and again and again. And still, our Republican colleagues have not fully come to grips with that reality. Just how many times does President Trump have to lose before rank-and-file Republicans, before most senators, acknowledge that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States?
Now that the Electoral College has voted, the next step will be for Congress to certify the vote in a ceremonial event presided over by Vice President Mike Pence. That will take place on January 6th. Then on January 20th, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the next president of the United States. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.